The stupid Google chat thing won't stop going off.
Welcome
Right.
to a.
Well, should we start?
Yep. Welcome to another Something Offbeat minisode. I'm Lauren.
And I'm Chris. We're the producers of Something Offbeat, and every couple weeks, we've been running through some of the unusual stories we find while we research new episode ideas.
It's amazing how many offbeat stories seem to follow similar themes. Like this week, we have another thrift shop find, and going with the overall theme of our week, more toilet talk.
But before we get started, we want to hear from you. If you hear something you like, please reach out. Or if you have any story ideas you want to hear, let us know. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Chris C. Blake, and our host Mike Rogers is at KRLD Mike Rogers.
I'm at LaurenBerry91, and you can also email us at somethingoffbeat@audacy.com. That's AUDACY.com.
All right, Lauren, you ready?
I am ready. Go for it, Chris.
That was a very awkward affirmative response.
I had to read something. Doing my due diligence.
Our first story, as Lauren mentioned, we're going to stick with toilet talk. And this story comes from the Associated Press out of London. Four men were charged earlier this week over the theft of an 18-karat gold toilet from a palace that sprawls the English country mansion where British wartime leader Winston Churchill was born. The toilet was valued at just under $6 million American dollars and was an artwork titled America and intended as a pointed satire about excessive wealth by Italian conceptual artist Maurizio Catalan. It was part of an art installation at a palace near Oxford a few days before it vanished in September of 2019. So, Lauren, this toilet made of gold was stolen 4 years ago, and the perpetrators were just now charged.
Wow, that story took so many turns. Even though I was reading it along with you, I like couldn't believe the different ways it was going. I'm interested that it's called America and it's about excessive wealth. I take a little bit of offense to that. I'm not excessively wealthy. I wish I could afford a golden toilet. Do I?
Charmaine Winter might be able to track one down for you, though.
She might. Charmaine, if you guys haven't listened to Monday's episode, Charmaine is awesome and was so polite and wonderful telling us all about different expensive toilets. I guess I would like to be able to afford a golden toilet, but I don't want to buy one. Know what I mean?
I was also wondering, if you stole a golden toilet 4 years ago, where would you put it for 4 years? Because you're probably not using it, right?
That's like, unless you just really, that's your dream. Like, I need to have this golden toilet on my butt. Like, I don't know. People are strange.
Further down in the story, it says the golden toilet was fully functioning. And prior to the theft, visitors to the exhibition could book a 3-minute appointment to use it.
No, I hate that. I hate that.
It's not that different from waiting in line at like a public restroom, right?
Yeah, I guess. You know what? I've waited more than 3 minutes to use worse toilets, probably. So interesting. I want to read more about why the whole thesis about America. Yeah, not planning on booking time with the toilet. Did they find the toilet, or just they just found the thieves?
I don't know. All these stories are about people charged. I can't find anything about if it was ever found.
Interesting. We'll have to dig into it. We'll look into it and come back next week. Yet more toilet talk.
Maybe a full episode somewhere down the line, but not too soon because we literally just did a toilet episode.
We just did a toilet. And we all, you know what, guys, let us know if you like the toilet content or if you want us to stay away from it. I know you liked the naked guy gyrating on the poker table. A lot of people liked that one, but jury's still out on toilets. All right. And if you thought toilets were gross, this one is much, much worse.
I hate this.
I also hate this. So there's a report that riders at Disneyland and Disney World have been pooping while standing in line, according to witnesses. These don't seem like people that would be able to be patient enough to wait in line to use a golden toilet. They can't even like wait to go to the bathroom kiosk at Disney World. Someone here quoted by the New York Post said that they were in line for the Rise of the Resistance ride at Disney World, and someone let their child just poop right on the floor, and then they left it. Like, they weren't even as nice as the dog owners in my neighborhood picking up after their dogs. So you had a pretty strong reaction to this. Why do you hate it so much, besides the obvious?
I think it just grosses me out to even talk about it. If it's that much of an emergency, get out of line. No roller coaster or amusement ride is worth it.
It's not worth it. I'm shook by this. But you know what? I'm shook but not surprised, because, you know, I've mentioned this before on Something Off You, but I used to be a server, and it's surprising how often people miss the bowl in, like, the public restroom. We would have to deal with it, like, pretty frequently, just a turd on the floor. Guys, what's going on? See a doctor. Don't do that.
I don't even know what to say to that.
This is silent. He's like, I don't want to talk about this topic anymore. I'm over it. Let's move on.
I don't even want to ask
what you're speechless. He's speechless.
Yeah.
Chris is judging all of you so hard. He can't even talk.
I am. Just a little bit.
Make it to the bathroom.
I even lived in New York for a few years at one point, and eventually you just kind of learned to, hey, take care of business before you leave the house, before you leave the office, because in situations like that, there's a lot of times you don't know when the next opportunity you'll have is. So just plan ahead.
And in line, like, maybe, okay, maybe you're having, like, a terrible medical problem, but, like, you can find something that's not where hundreds of people are standing in line. I would hope. I hope they get the help they need. So I wanted to do that one first because it makes the next story seem maybe a little bit less gross. It's also a little bit gross. It's about, you know, thrift shopping, which I'm a big fan of. And I have to say that this might be something that would happen to me, but here we go. An anthropologist was going through this Florida thrift shop. They found a human skull sitting amongst other used items. Now, I like kind of Halloween decorations and I like gothy stuff. So if I saw this, I probably would just think it's like a fake skull, maybe from, like, you know, a Hamlet production or something like that. But I guess that this was a real skull. The Lee County Sheriff's Office in Florida shared the news in a press release, noting that the discovery was made in the Halloween section of the store. So again, I wouldn't be able to tell that this was a human skull. If you found that in a thrift store, Chris, would you be thinking this came from a real person?
I don't know if I would be able to tell the difference either, but I'm assuming if you picked it up, maybe the weight and the texture might be a little bit different than a typical plastic or ceramic skull that you would see for decoration.
That's true. That's an unsettlingly good point. That's kind of what this article says. Based upon observations of detectives on the scene, the skull is believed to be that of a human. So I guess they could kind of just tell by the way it looked and stuff. But they don't think the case is suspicious. That's difficult for me to say today, and you can let the listeners know. They don't think it's suspicious. More testing is expected, and I don't think that we've got the results yet of, you know, whose skull that is. Interesting, though.
I don't think so, and that'd be a great way to scare trick-or-treaters for real, is to put an actual skull outside your front door.
That's true. There used to be this show I like to watch where they, you know, they had, like, collections at this store of, like, human hair and skulls and, like, fetal pigs and, I don't know, liquid and stuff like that. I like to watch it on TV. I don't know if I'd like to own that type of stuff in my own house.
Probably not. I don't know what you're welcoming in that may be unwanted.
Yeah. Curses, ghosts, ants.
Ants?
Depending on what state of decay the items are in. Yeah.
And our last story is from just last week, the Texas Rangers. And you've heard Mike and I talk about on this podcast that we live in the Dallas area, won the World Series last week for the first time in franchise history. However, they did so on the road in Arizona at Chase Field, where there is a pool in the outfield, which has been used by winning teams in celebrations in the past. The Arizona Diamondbacks, who play there, used the pool in their celebrations after each round leading up to the World Series. But maybe more famously, in 2013, the Los Angeles Dodgers had a clinching game against the Diamondbacks on the road, and they ran out of the clubhouse to the outfield to all jump in the pool. And that rubbed some fans and players for the Diamondbacks the wrong way. So this year, when the Rangers won, there was apparently security making sure the Rangers players did not leave their clubhouse and go take a dip. Lauren, how do you feel about not being able to use the pool to celebrate a World Series?
You know what? I hate that, Arizona. I think that's so stingy. And you guys, I know that you and Mike have been, every time I get on Zoom with you guys, for it seems like the past year, you're like, it's 170 degrees again and it's 9 a.m. So it's just been so hot there in Texas. And the Rangers did such a great job. And I think that they deserve to dip in the pool.
I think I would feel differently maybe if it was my team that had the pool at its ballpark. But as an opposing fan, my reaction is kind of like, well, if you don't want them to celebrate in your pool, win.
Yeah. You know what? Also, I think it would be such a cool way to like always be the winner. Like if you let the other team use the pool, then like everybody would always want the World Series to be there. So they'd always want you to be in the World Series. I feel like it would create so much goodwill. Like, oh my God, I hope that we get to play Arizona so I can use that pool afterwards. Like, I don't know. You could be so cool if you let people in the pool. Don't be a party pooper, Arizona.
Way to wrap that up nicely.
Sorry. I'm just so pro Rangers right now, even though I'm from Chicago. So happy for you guys.
I meant more along the lines of working poop into the last line.
Oh, I didn't even know. I just love that word, I guess. Thanks again for listening to our Something Offbeat Minisodes. We hope you like them. Please email us and send us a bunch of stories. Let us know if you want us to stop talking about toilets. And yeah, go Rangers. Woo!
And coming up on Monday, you'll hear Lauren and Mike talk about the guy who tried to cross the Atlantic Ocean in a hamster wheel.
And then we've got a holiday present episode coming up as well. So stay tuned. Keep looking for your Something Offbeat updates.